2 Kings chapter 5, verses 8 to 10. The king of Israel has had a letter from the king of Aram. With this letter I am sending my servant Naaman to you, so that you may cure him of his leprosy. Verse 6. The king of Israel had gone berserk. How can I cure this man? This man's only looking for a quarrel with me. He's trying to pick a quarrel. How can I cure this man? And then, verse 8. When Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his robes, he sent him this message. Why have you torn your robes? Make the man come to me, and he will know that there is a prophet in Israel. And so it goes on. Now, I remind you that I'm taking the cure of Naaman from his dreadful skin disease. I'm taking that as a sign, as an illustration. It's a miracle. It's a shadow. It's a picture of the gospel of Christ, of salvation. And we've reached this stage in this account. We've seen the inadequacy of the king of Aram, the inadequacy of the king of Israel, the hopelessness of Naaman. But now, God, through Elisha the prophet, steps onto the stage. And you can hear immediately the change in tone. When Elisha, the man of God, hears about this, this is what he says. Why have you torn your robes? Make the man come to me. Make the man come to me, and he will know that there is a prophet in Israel. You can hear the authority, the grip. You can feel it. Here is a man who's not faffing about and flustered and fretting and frantic and going round in circles. Here is a man who knows. Here is a man of God. And he speaks with authority and with grip. So Naaman went with his horses and chariots and stopped at the door of Elisha's house. Elisha sent a messenger to say to him, "Go, wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh will be restored, and you will be cleansed." Now let's look at that. Can you see how clear Elisha's message is? How direct, how simple, how dogmatic, how straight to the point? Go, wash, and you will be made whole. Go, wash, and you will be made whole. I can hear the assurance in Elisha's words. I can sense the hope he's offering, the clarity of his instruction, the unequivocal nature of his words. As I say, the authority of it, the grip of it. My friend, this is what the gospel is like. This is how preachers should preach the gospel. No flustering, no going round in rigmarole. Repent, trust Christ, and you will be saved. Turn from your sin now. Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. There is salvation in no other. There is hope in no other. No other has got the answer, but Christ alone has, and he can and he will save you if you turn from your sin, you repent, and you call upon his name and trust and believe and rest in him. You will be saved. Not maybe, not if, not perhaps. No, you will be. It's like steel cutting through butter. There's no fret. There's no fluster. It's unadorned. There's no nonsense. There's no rigmarole. You see, the world is lost and muddled, going round in circles. There's plenty of ifs and buts and maybes about. Talk to Romanists. They don't know that they're saved. Talk to Jehovah's Witnesses. Oh, they say they're saved, but they don't know. They can still fall away and go to pieces. They're going round in circles. It's clear here. It's powerful. It's straight to the point. And preachers should be like that. Oh, unbeliever, will you listen to me? I'm not giving you any rigmarole now. You are a sinner. Trust Christ. Turn from your sin. Call upon Christ. Believe him. Rest in him. Rely upon him. Lean upon him. Roll yourself upon him. Cleave to him. And he will save you. There is no if or but or perhaps or maybe about it. Do it now, my friend. Jesus ready stands to save you. He is willing. Full of power. Full of pity. Full of grace. He will save. One last point. It's not Elisha. Oh, no. It's not me. He doesn't even come out. It's not the man himself. He's not drawing attention to himself. It's 1 Corinthians 3, 5-7. It's not Paul. It's not Apollos. No. God uses men. We sow the seed. We water. We plant. We do this. We raise that. We try this. But in the end, the power is of God. And that's what Elisha shows here. And that is the gospel, my friend. It's only a shadow or a sign here, a wonderful miracle. But it's an even greater miracle when a sinner, turning from his sin, calling upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, is saved. Brother and sister, let us be clear, plain, direct, authoritative, dogmatic in our addresses to sinners, in conversation, in whatever form, preaching, whatever. And unbeliever, cut through the cackle. Cut through the fluster and the muzzle and come straight to Christ. Not church, creed, confession or anything like that. No, no. Come to Christ. Not self, not men. The Lord Jesus Christ. And he will save you. I assure you of it.